Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pagans Tonight Radio Network, the voice of the pagan world. Pagans Tonight is sponsored by Witchschool.com, your anyone, anytime, anywhere magical education.
Welcome to Elder Radio. I'm Reverend Stephanie Neal, and fear is the discussion. First, let us discuss the obvious, that there are, well, different levels of fear and types of fear, just as there are different reasons why we fear. We arrive on this planet to experience what we chose to experience while ever evolving. Experiencing short spurts of fear in the beginning is normal. Experiencing fear every moment of every day is not normal. Experiencing reasonable fears, well, that's normal. Now, some fears are healthy unless they become unreasonable or hinder your life in any way. An example of a healthy fear is looking both ways when crossing a busy street, where if a person is afraid to cross the street, even after looking both ways several times and the road is clear, is considered somewhat unhealthy. Another example of a reasonable fear is water. Even though it is always reasonable to have a healthy respect for water, so if an individual does not know how to swim, it is healthy to fear the ocean. If someone throws him in the ocean, yet unreasonable to fear water by just standing at the shoreline. So if a person throws you in, you don't know how to swim. Obviously, this is a very reasonable fear. If you're just standing by the shoreline, not so reasonable. If an individual is afraid to stand, just stand at the ocean's shoreline, or experiencing any unreasonable fear, he may consider securing, well, help from a mental health professional. There is fear of heights, where at times it is reasonable to have fear of heights. Maybe you're standing on a cliff that's not so firm under your feet. And I am sure you can come up with many other examples of fears that in one instance it is reasonable to fear, while in another instance or circumstance the fear becomes unreasonable. Now, of course, there are mental and physical conditions that are professionally diagnosed and hopefully remedied by varied therapies over a period of time. Some fears enter from terrible experiences in the past, or thinking of possible troubles coming their way in the future, which never come. Some fears enter through not knowing about other places or things or people, other cultures, and the value they give to the world. Then there are fears that stop us from moving forward, stop us from taking that big chance, stop us from living our most brilliant life, and stop us from allowing new experiences to enter our life. Or in the workplace, maybe fear where that project that you are developing will not be good enough for your boss. Fear hinders our living. It freezes our days and development at times. Fear hides or diminishes our dreams and goals. Fear covers our inner sight, hides our light's effectiveness. some groups, be it some governments, workplaces, and a few religions deliberately use fear to control their members' behavior inside the group. Even history also teaches fear tactics are used to keep their members from exploring other cultures, other concepts, religions. I do not want to mention names due to, well, the hope I have in every group, government, and religion are ever evolving day by day, and their members soon realizing that fear-based spirituality or workplaces or governments, citizens, begin to realize it is they that chose to clearly see this tactic being utilized on them in the open, which will then render this tactic useless, replacing their fear of the other with full understanding that deity lives inside everyone, no matter what positive religion is followed or country one is born. When I say positive, I mean a religion or group that does not foster fear of others, even foster fear of their own members, and harming none, which means everyone is respected for their life paths, even if it is a path taken alone. You cannot be a champion if you never experienced victory, and victory is realized when fears are approached and overcome. There are a few moments fear rises up, yet no, even these moments are an illusion, causing you to freeze. Look, it takes courage not accepting fear. It takes strength, remembering it is a choice. Fear is a long shadow. Folks always talk about hate causing violence. More specifically, it is fear. There are thousands of ways to overcome unreasonable fears. Sometimes we need to walk away from the lion. Sometimes we need to honor the lion. Sometimes we need to train the lion. Sometimes we need to learn from the lion. Sometimes we need to take a closer look to see there is no lion running after you. Sometimes overcoming fear is running toward the proverbial lion's roar. Secrecy breeds fear. Thus, our teachings are not cloaked in secrecy. In fact, they are easily accessible to everyone, anytime, any place that can receive them, giving everyone the opportunity to learn. There are many positive approaches to deity. There are many answers. Once most individuals realize how important they are in this evolution and that deity wears many faces, fear is replaced with a newfound confidence, a stronger ability to re-examine all our belief systems, inquiring, does each belief system I hold support me, or does each belief system hold me back through fear? Then there is judgment of others, which is a symptom of fear. This symptom can be replaced with helping others with genuine compassion. Some fear success, possibly because some have narrowly defined success by only the acquisition of money or fame. Let us begin to diminish outworn ideas and align with our heart's desires. It is important to note everything has a vibrational frequency. Every fear has a low base vibrational frequency. The lower the frequency, the more unfocused it is. Each emotion has a unique frequency vibration. Every doubt has a frequency. Emotion has frequencies. You see, fear is always behind every shadow. Fear is a long shadow, as I said before. And taught by everyone that makes decisions based on fear. Every choice made is driven by fear or faith or any positive emotion feel. Some believe the opposite of fear is love. Though true, it is not a complete concept. You see, humans like to make things seem easy. Almost nothing is easy, and there is almost never one answer or approach to an issue. Our lives are more like a thousand colored fine tapestry where each thread is woven by our life with every experience, every emotion. It is our deliberate choice to select high-powered, high-focused frequencies like compassion and love, replacing fear. There is more than just one opposite of the vibration fear. There are several high-frequency vibrations or feelings to align with. Examples, just a few examples. The opposite of fear is love. The opposite of fear is knowledge. Faith over fear. Trust over fear. Leaning on your deity over fear. Choosing courage over fear. Joy over fear. Confidence over fear. Music over fear. Shamelessness over fear. Strength over fear. Justice over fear. Temperance over fear. Beauty over fear. Choose life over fear. Choose magic over fear. So every human conjoins vibrations emitted through emotions, desires, or fears, resulting in manifestation, aligning with the similar frequency. This process happens in many ways, including dealing with fear and shadow work and learning how to learn. We are learning how to learn the general human process versus our own unique process while conquering unreasonable fears so that all information received is more crystal clear and meaningful for our work. You see, divine communicating with divine. It is my hope the day soon arrives that groups teaching distrust and unkindness toward others will see the noonday's sun in everyone. Thus, overcoming fear unleashes unity while diminishing division. Think of it this way. Our fears, first intended to be barriers, are transmuted into stepping stones, creating a pathway toward our dreams, our victories. When we fear, we live a smaller life. When we replace fear with life, we live our best lighted life. Being fearful of death causes us to experience death in some little way every day. When we realize our body only transitions and that we live forever, now where is death? Now where is fear? Divine light extinguishes all fear. If we are the light of the world, then long ago we were given the spark that ignites this planet's heart. Until next time, blessed be.
Winter wind getting in, though my door's shut tight. Memories last to leave before I sleep through the night. Promises never kept sets my feet on the road. On the move, staying true to something I heard long ago. Give it one more tomorrow. Don't let go of your dreams. Don't let the silence that follows your questions keep you from trying again. In between where I've been and what I hope to find, I followed streams of other dreams, and they've taken too much of my life. But now it's time for me to drive and find my way back home. I wandered lost, I learned the cost, now I'm taking back my soul. Give it one more tomorrow, don't let go of your dreams. Don't let the silence that followed your question keep you from trying again. Give it one more tomorrow. Don't let go of your dreams. Don't let the silence that follows your question keep you from trying again.